I'm Ron Stutz. He's Freddie Kiger. It's Friday and almost time for Carolina football again.
Yes, it is.
Seems like it's been a month since we played.
Yeah, well, that's true. Actually, probably the time was well spent to get ready for what Paul Johnson is going to throw at us.
It takes 2 weeks to get ready for that
Goodness
offense.
Gracious, yeah.
I'm telling you. Carolina versus Georgia Tech tomorrow down in Atlanta.
Correct, Amundo. So the Heels in the next maybe 3 or 4 hours will be boarding buses and heading over to RDU to get down there. And so our question today is obviously going to reflect the athletic contest between Carolina and Georgia Tech.
Okay.
You ready?
That ought to be good.
All right. Ready? Here we go. UNC records. Back in 1987, Randy Marriott hauled in a pass against Georgia Tech and raced 93 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
That play remains the second longest receiving touchdown in UNC football history. Name the quarterback who threw it.
In 1987.
Yes.
All right.
Randy Marriott, 1987, caught a pass, raced 93 yards for a touchdown down at Georgia Tech. Still the second longest receiving touchdown in UNC football history. Name the quarterback who threw it.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Vespa Ristorante. It's half off, $30 for Italian and Mediterranean cuisine, available now for $15. You probably know Vespa from its patio, the largest in downtown Chapel Hill. But Vespa is also known for providing high-quality Italian and Mediterranean cuisine. Their exciting selection of delectable dishes can now be yours for half the price. And they're donating 5% of its proceeds from these coupon sales to the Northside Elementary School. It's half off from Vespa Ristorante. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger is going to give you the answer to that trivia question.
I think I had Ron Stump this time.
Tar Heel quarterback. No, I didn't. I did not know the answer to this.
Yep. We asked second longest receiving touchdown in UNC football history, and of course against Georgia Tech. That came against Georgia Tech down in Atlanta when Randy Marriott hauled in a 93-yard strike from Mark May.
Mark May, yeah. I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, the Heels won that game, 30-23, down in Atlanta. Heels have not been too successful down there. Last time the Heels got a win down at Bobby Dodd Field down in Atlanta on the Georgia Tech campus was 1997. So here's hoping the Heels can reverse a little recent history.
I'll take a 30-23 score.
I'll take a 30-29 score.
Right now.
Heck, we scored 50 points against Georgia Tech last year and lost by 18.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Holy smoke.
Whoa. You'd think if you score 50 points, you'll win.
Well,
no
yeah.
matter who you're playing, but didn't happen then. Well, thank you for that little bit of trivia. Mark May.
Yeah,
another former Tar Heel.
Yep. And a long line of UNC quarterbacks.
Exactly. We've had some good ones. Not much success in the NFL, but we've had some good ones.
Nope. And
good college quarterbacks.
Not a whole lot. I mean, I still to this day remember we had a Heisman Trophy. Real possibility.
Well,
6 touchdowns in the first game against ECU.
Oh, Kelvin Bryant.
Kelvin Bryant. He scored 5 in the second game, 4 in the third game. We go down to Atlanta. Sports Illustrated's down there. Everybody's talking. I mean, Kelvin Bryant's the runaway early Heisman. Yeah. And dadgum, if he didn't get chipped going down the sideline.
Yeah. Awesome start. Best start I can remember anybody having.
And then he missed like 3 or 4 games, had surgery on his knee, came back, still got over 1,000 yards.
Ended up being a great pro.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, really did. Yeah. I mean, Kelvin Bryant. Have to ask Amos about that.
Famous Amos.
All right.
Good luck to the Heels tomorrow.
You got it, man. Go Heels.
See you on Monday.